whoever, who has, who the people who have power, money, all the resources, what makes more sense? Putting all that energy into things. I mean, first off, think about, I would imagine, number one, lifestyle's got to be pretty good. I mean, you're able to live off the cream of existence on this planet. So, why not? I mean, some people have born in it, some people have made this. And you know what? I mean, there's enough resources. Everyone can have a very rich quality of life. Done, it's possible, I would think. I mean, that's a good question. Is that possible? Depends on population size, resource allocation, but the thing is, you know, the current state, rich, can still be rich, and we can still all have a very good life. So, thinking about it this way, rich would probably own all these companies that are created right now. It's planned obsolescence-based economy and culture. Throw away. It's easy, right? You mean you make products, people keep buying it, you get money again. It's great. Well, what about making products? We can make shitload of products, but that, you know, either lasts a long time, like, say, a space bridge, space elevators, or, I don't know, space stations, docking stations. Anyways, all that, all the material could stay up there, maybe a few, over a generation, maybe. Anyways, or things that are designed to be, you know, life cycle of like a year or something short like that. Well, components can be recycled very easily or reused. Think about it. Think about an art, a creation, something created. I mean, you know, throwaway things have appreciation. You buy it and something, well, depreciation, but, you know, what about creating things that will stick around a long time? And again, we need to make. So all these factories making things. Well, let's make space stations. Let's make the ships getting to these stations. And, you know, we have a workforce that, my friend, a lot of us are gaming. We want challenge. We're technically savvy to work, you know. And I mean, if we're talking, you know, building, the miners that are going to go. But I mean, at some point, we can also think of, well, first off, okay, on the planet, the biosphere, let's all consider, you know, new cities. Like, look at Dubai, in a sense. Cities are taking deserts as prime places to urbanize. One thing I would just say is there's a lot less ecosystems that would necessarily get damaged. Biomass would be minimal. If you have to relocate, some organisms, it would be a lot easier to move an oasis than, acres of forest. Or build around. Either way, engineering-wise, probably we're smart enough to keep things unaffected. We're smart enough to do this. Sand is a building material, subterranean construction, but regardless, I mean, the thing is like, we wouldn't farm on subpar land. Let's build on land that, again, desert land. There's heat temperature differences that could be used to make energy, and actually we can use it to work towards us. We can create, structures inside. Obviously, these would be very sophisticated buildings. But think about, again, look at Dubai. It's possible. We can logistically do this if we tie, an economy that's, based on resources and allocate. Again, we can keep hierarchies to a sense, to a degree, at least. It can still be forms of government. It can be everything that is now, the same machinery. Think of corporation. Corporations, they're great, they're efficient. I mean, the level of organization you can achieve with a large group of people is great, it's amazing. Maybe tweak the mandate of a corporation. So look at benefit corporations. Their mandate is to not only generate profit, but also the built-in is to give back to the community they're based out of or the communities they affect, and also protect the planet, biosphere, things that, help the whole system be sustainable. So when you're working towards these things and, things to make things that have appreciation over time, so worth more, they're worth more, they're not only because they're surfaced by over time, generations of, getting the species off the planet, but think about the appreciation that people, that your descendants will have for this, imagine building things that, will be remembered.
We do this right.